Good morning, my little anklets.
Good morning, world. I'll give you a report on the weather as soon as I can see it.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone.
Oh my gosh, Jennifer! That's crazy.
Hello, ankle buddies.
Hey, folks.
Hello, ankles. To borrow a phrase from Georgie D.
So can one conversation, one moment in time, change your life? I think so.
Hello, everyone. This is Yerick with your life coaching tip for the day. And here it is.
Yerick, I appreciate you. I'm not trying to, you know, make you feel bad. I want to help you.
Well, Yerick, you are in luck because I will help you. You know why I will help you? Because you sound like my type of man, girlfriend. Ooh. Yes, you sound weird, fucked up, and probably went to prison a couple times. So, yeah, let's hook up, dollface.
You're listening to Wave Radio, and this is your Tech Talk tip. The question is, are you socially responsible?
Good morning, everyone. This is Patrick, and you're listening to The Great Everything, a guide to the ideas, stories, and culture that make us better humans.
Good morning, everyone.
I actually would recommend that you listen less to my station, because it's about nothing. There is nothing of substantial value here.
So excuse me, because I have a bit of a stuffy nose today, but... Dewan, you are a better person than I am.
Hey, young Bob, for real, man.
What are you guys doing here? This is ridiculous.
Look, I know you got problems, you know? And this is my buddy RG, by the way. You'll meet him in about 20 years. RG, this is young Bob.
All right. Hey, what's up, young Bob? Talk to me, young man.
What are you guys doing?
As I sit here and I observe the creative space around me, I realize what a difference the energy of having all these paintings, all these little momentary bits of play.
My station is called Debbie and Self-Inquiry.
We all know what happens when we talk about things quite quickly or instantly. Things don't really come out the way they're supposed to.
The question, what do plants and animals do during an eclipse, is probably a question that runs through your mind whenever you think about a solar eclipse. Well, it runs through my mind anyway.
I'm thinking I might have another segment in me here on Tales from the Truck. I was feeling a little segment depleted the last couple of days and haven't been doing as many as I normally do.
Hey, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that I'm challenged. My poor handset is an Android handset, about 2.5 years old, and it's, I have to actually reformat it. That's what I need to do. It's misbehaving. I'm running the beta version of Anchor on it, but that's not the problem. I just can't connect. It's like minutes, takes minutes to load up stations and all that. Clear a lot of space from the phone, but, you know, got 3 or 4 gigs open on it, and 7 or 8 gigs open on the SD card that's with it, but I think I got to reformat it. But that's common in other phones I've had, to just take it back to take off everything and reinstall stuff that I think I really need to use. Anyway, because I've had the problem with it, because Anchor's been a laggard, just because the phone's making it that way, I think, and because I actually don't have more than a gig of online data that I can use this month for the rest of the month. I download segments. I just download 6 segments for about 30 different people every day and throw them across to the phone, and then I play them through the music player. They just shuffle. It's a little bit discombobulated because you get no continuity on it, but I get through a lot of people's voices in the space of 15 to 20 minutes that it takes me to walk to work or to do stuff, and that's what I like. So I did that last week, and I just shoveled all the content from the SD card, because when I download the M4A clips onto the phone, they're difficult to manage on the handset. I can delete them, is what I do. I delete them as I hear them if I'm using the phone actively. Otherwise, they just play in the background. Anyway, once a week, I shovel what's remaining on the download part of the offline pages where the M4As were downloaded. I shovel all those voices onto my hard drive, my computer, and I just kind of work through them. I just kind of click and move stuff around. So I did that today, and I made a Voices in My Head clip. And it's basically the result of a workflow. You know, I can't hear Anchor in the app very well, so I listen to it in the music player, and then after having listened to probably no more than a day's worth of Anchor waves, move them across the hard drive and then just try to quickly make it into an earbud thing. A year ago, I started doing the While You Were Gone clip and on Classic Anchor, and it was kind of fun. I just covered about 15 or 20 people, what they were doing. In a two-minute wave, I'd do that. So I made about a two-and-a-half-minute segment, preceding segment to what I'm babbling about now, and it's fun. So I got a bunch of hellos in there from different voices, and I'm going to let Anchor produce a little transcript where I'm going to add the name of the people in case you want to know who they are. And I'll try to figure out where to put that. Right. Probably put it on Twitter. My nick over on Twitter is Top Gold. So I'm trying to figure out, can I stick a 2.5-minute video over there? I think I can. Try that out. So there you have it. Glad you're listening. Enjoy the weekend. Bye for now. Back in Classic Anchor's days, I used to make a While You Were Gone segment wave back then. Hashtag While You Were Gone. 2 minutes, and I could cover a bunch of content from people. And so I think I'm going to try to do the same thing, maybe even once a week. Kind of like what I did today with extracts from different people's voices, earworms as they are. The only way I can do that, though, is not to listen to people. I have to back off from Anchor and not listen to as much stuff. Oh, what's happening in the background is I've got a bunch of different stations with URLs, and I want a mobile browser on Opera, and I just go to the browser URL. I tap the refresh screen, and I tap a play screen, which exposes all of the segments. There's normally 6 segments per person when you queue up someone's station. When the app queues it up, they actually download 6 M4A files locally. So anyway, about 30 different people, 30 different stations times 6, about 180 clips, and it takes 2 or 3 days for me to go through all the clips. I play them in a shuffle mode on my music player, and then I ruthlessly delete a lot of them. Some of them have pretty interesting content, so I shuffle them straight across, copy them, cut them, and pop them straight into my hard drive, and then just populate a timeline on SoundForge. And what you got is what you got was what you got. Try to make sure I come in under 2 minutes and 20 seconds, because that's lets me play the resultant clip on Twitter. And that's what I'm going to do, I think. It's good work, don't you think? It's a lot of fun. On Saturdays, you can check out Bernie While You Were Gone. And I'll make them into an episode as well, once a week. So in case you're not here on the weekends, well, you can subscribe to my podcast, The Anchor Podcast, and hear what you might have missed while you were gone. That's the story, Morning Glory. And thank you, Georgie D, for props. Give me a thumbs up on the production process. Easier than it looks. And a little bit of fun. Thanks for listening. Keep on waving.
Bernie, I just wanted to take a minute to call in here because I am one of the people that has had a significant challenge in being able to maintain communication with all of the people I was able to easily maintain communication with on Anchor version 1. And you're one of those people. My communication with you has dropped off because the time involved in trying to get around and to listen through and to hear people's things, and it's just different. I don't even know how to describe it. You and Danger are much more articulate at describing it than I am. But I can tell you the two-way communication piece, the conversational piece of Classic Anchor versus this version of Anchor is what's been difficult for me. So unless I make it intentional, like right now, to come over and record this segment for you, I wouldn't have thought to do it.
And Bobby, that's why I'm doing these, going back to these things, capturing the sounds that are in my ear while you were gone segments, because I need to add you to it. Need you to add. Yurik, can blame Yurik and Greg. Now, Greg had a significant event happen, so he took the spot there. That might have been a lighthouse reflection. Yeah, Kunz's Corner. I'll have your voice next week for sure. Hashtag while you were gone.